So then the church introduced indulgences, 12th, 13th centuries. Then, until the 20th century, there were two kinds of indulgences, a plenary indulgence and a partial indulgence. And the plenary indulgence could be gained more than once a day before Pope Paul VI. Moreover, indulgences can be offered for the poor souls. How's that? Isn't that neat? We can transfer, well, I'll do the suffering, and some poor soul for whom we offer our indulgence, and that soul is either shortened its stay in purgatory, or at least the pain is lessened. Then Paul VI changed, for the first time in the Church's history, an infallible document on indulgences. He said two main things. Number one, only one plenary indulgence can be gained in one day. Number two, partial indulgences will no longer be given a number, 40 days, 7 years, and 7 times 40 days, which meant that, provided the conditions were fulfilled, as much of the temple punishment would be removed. My indulgence now, as was removed by those severe penances in the early church. Paul VI then said, no dates, just partial indulgence. Believe a God, how much of the punishment is removed. And while we're at it, sisters, that punishment due for sins, oh, sisters, please don't forget that. That punishment is not only in body, but also in soul. Everything we do, and the word is everything, even the thoughts we have. One of the finest books I read maybe 30 years ago. He was not a Catholic, but he was a Christian. And the title of the book was Ideas Have Consequences. Ideas Have Consequences. Sisters, you never have a single thought without consequences to that thought. How we better watch our thoughts. As I keep repeating, the spiritual life is built on the mind. That's the rock. That's the base of the spiritual life. Our minds. Of course, our minds now elevated by faith. So the consequences, whatever the consequences are, and hear it, every bad action always has bad consequences, period. Now the big question, why does God allow sin? Because, and this is the mystery, because God not only can, but He does draw good out of the evil. That's why He allows sin. And the more sin, the greater the good that God wants to draw out of that sin. poems, we described. Now the conditions to gain an indulgence, this may be surprising, sisters, but to gain an indulgence, a person should be in the state of grace. In the state of God's friendship. That does not mean that people who say, recite the prayers or perform good works to which an indulgence is attached, that God does not give them grace. In the strict sense of the word, an indulgence to be gained requires the state of grace in the strict theological sense. And then, of course, how much of the temporary or temporal punishment due to sin is removed by whatever either prayer or good work we perform, which carries with it an indulgence? Obviously, our dispositions. The more grace we have, the more we are in the state of grace. And no two of us, only God knows who is the holiest person here in the room. And sisters, it is wise, very wise, not to think that I am the holiest person. That's dangerous. But the dispositions, and among those dispositions, first is how much grace I have when I gain an indulgence. The more grace I have, the more I am in God's friendship, the more punishment is removed by every indulgence I gain. And secondly, and this is, I think I should put it on the board, among the conditions for gaining not just an indulgence, but gaining more remission of pain due to sin, it is called voluntariety. The more of my will goes into what I do, sisters, don't forget this. The more of my will goes into whatever I do, I always, number one, always gain more grace. Always. And secondly, in terms of indulgences, the more of my will I put into what I'm doing, which carries with indulgence, the more remission of the temporal punishment due to sin is removed. And sisters, that is why God puts difficulties into our lives. They are a great blessing. They are a gift. They are a treasure. How stupid we can be, beginning with the speaker, running away from things that are difficult. Pardon me, how dumb can we be? Because other things being equal, the more difficult something is, and we do it, we use our wills. The bell rings in the morning. Just jump up. So happy. Oh, how wonderful. Why should I waste more time in bed?